From Bio 2006, I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Here with me in this interview is the president and CEO of the Biotechnology Industry Organization, and that's Jim Greenwood. And Jim, I think this has been just an awesome event. It's my first one, and as I've described in some of my reporting so far, world-class in a lot of ways, and that's not just the education, but also the socializing aspect, which I think is very important to people to network here. Can we, now that we're nearing the end of the conference, just from you get a little summary of how this conference has gone and maybe compare it, if you can, to some in the past?
Well, this is the biggest and the best and most well-attended bioannual convention we've ever had. It's our 14th. It's the first one we've ever had in the Midwest. Frankly, there was a little trepidation about whether we could attract the numbers that we wanted to in Chicago. In fact, we've registered over 19,000 people for this event. It was about 18,000 in Philadelphia the year before, 17,000 in San Francisco. So this is the biggest and best we've ever had.
Can you describe that mix of people who are here and where they're from?
Well, they come from 60 different countries. About a third of our attendees come from countries other than the United States. Obviously, we have a lot of people in the healthcare business, pharmaceutical and biotech. But because we're in the Midwest, we really wanted to emphasize the agricultural components, both the genetically enhanced crops, BT corn, and in fact, we have a cornfield. Biggest, I'm told it's the biggest indoor cornfield in history. It may also be the only indoor cornfield in history, but it's a real center of attraction on the exhibit floor. We have a Indianapolis race car that runs on biofuels. So we're focusing on issues like cellulosic ethanol. We're focusing on the agricultural aspects as well.
When you look at that agricultural presence that's here this year, I've been told several times that it is kind of greatly enhanced from in the past. Do you see that either as kind of like a trend that will continue and maybe have more even as we look to another location next year?
Well, we'll be in Boston next year. I'm sure that the agricultural companies who participated, Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, Syngenta, et cetera, were very enthusiastic about the reception that they've received here. And frankly, doing this in Boston for them is helpful. Here in the state of Illinois and in the Midwest, people are fairly familiar with genetically enhanced crops. They're not necessarily in Boston, and so probably it would be smart for the companies to tell their story there as well.
Anything else that you would like people who are involved in agribusiness, even farmers themselves, to know about the organization and what it does on behalf of its members?
Well, what we do is we advocate for our members in the national capital, both in Congress and in the executive branch, Departments of Food, Agriculture, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Food and Drug Administration. We advocate in 50 state capitals, and we advocate around the globe for policies that help this industry to grow. It's not just – our message isn't just about the bottom line for the companies, certainly, nor even for the farmers. But the fact of the matter is that 24,000 people will starve to death today and the next day and the day after that. And the only way that we can expect to feed the next 2 billion people that are due to arrive during the lives of our children is to expand significantly productivity of farmers around the world, and the way to do that is through genetically enhancing crops.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jim Greenwood, who is president and CEO of the Biotechnology Industry Organization, and from Bio 2006 and sponsored by Ray and Kaiser Marketing and Communications, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.